The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be my witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but he will only say what he has learnt, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fine, very nice. Lovely music, lovely singing, lovely hymn there to the Holy Spirit. It goes back a long, long way in the history of our church. We seem to have a few more today, so happy feast day, happy birthday. I don't mind it being called the birthday of the church. As a matter of fact, at the end of Mass, we will blow out the Paschal candle, because this is the 90th day, the 50th day of Easter, and the 90th day since Ash Wednesday, and it'll be the end of the Alleluia time in the liturgy of the church. So we might even sing happy birthday when we blow out the candle. Oh, wouldn't that be good? I wonder, could you blow out the candle for me after the end of Mass? Yeah, we'll give you a job. Right out. The fruits of the Holy Spirit today. What the Spirit gives is love and peace and joy and gentleness and patience and kindness and self-control. A friend of mine says that self-control is the last on the list because it's the least important. I do not think so. These qualities, the fruits of the Spirit, it's not that long ago, is it? It's only a few weeks ago that we did the verse in John that I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser and you are the branches.
Amen.
And if the branch doesn't bear fruit, it's pruned and it's cut away. And if it does bear fruit, it's pruned anyway so that it will bring more fruit. So we call this list of in Paul, which is opposed to the list of things that are self-indulgent, which I won't bore you with today. If you wanted to know anything about the list of self-indulgent things, you buy the Sunday paper. Most of them will be in it today. I haven't read the paper myself, but I think most of them will be there. But what the Spirit brings is the opposite to self-indulgence. And the beautiful list that we know is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and trustfulness, gentleness and self-control. Just to say, if any of those things were on special today at Big W, you wouldn't get near the place. If people could buy people searching for love and peace and joy and gentleness and self-control, and yet to us they're free. They're free gifts through Jesus of the Holy Spirit. And what are these fruits? If you look at them closely, they're an exact description of God. That God is love and peace and gentleness and goodness and self-control. That's what God's like. And the Holy Spirit of God that's given to us in Jesus enables us to be like God. If you say, and you can say it easily, and I give it to you as a spiritual exercise, that God is, and put all those fruits of the Spirit as the rest of the sentence, God is love, God is joy, God is peace, God is patience, God is kindness, God is goodness, God is trustfulness, God is gentleness, God is self-control. You can say those easily. You can put in again Jesus. You can say, Jesus is love, Jesus is joy, Jesus is peace, Jesus is patience, Jesus is kindness, Jesus is goodness, trustfulness, gentleness, and self-control. No problem with that? Nod your heads. You say that. Now, the next one. What's your first name? All say it out loud at the same time. Kevin. Is. Love. Joy. Peace. Patience. You still with me? Kindness. You goodness. Trustfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. Now, that's true in a way. You have all experienced, I'm sure, some minute in your life when you were a loving person, when you were a kind person, when you were a gentle person, when you were even a person of self-control. But I also suspect that you've experienced moments in your life where you have been lacking in at least four or five of those qualities. I mean, if you give 10, I think there's 9 in the list, is there? I counted it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, and you get 10% before you start out of 100. And how many would you mark yourself for being like God or being like Jesus? You know, that you're not like God or not like Jesus 100%, that's fair enough. Of course we're not. But we are. There's a lot of God in us, insofar as that we have a lot of the fruits of the Spirit in us. And we can have more, because you can't have both. You can't have the fruits of self-indulgence and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You can't have both. They're totally opposed to one another, the Scripture says in Galatians. They're opposed to one another. My example of this, I give it, nobody quite knows what I'm talking about, but I remember as a little boy, I was staying once on a farm, and they had a thermometer that had a U in the top, and it had a high and a low temperature, the one bit of mercury in the thermometer. Can anyone remember that? As you're old as me, put your hand up if you can and console me. All right, yeah, that's what it's like self-indulgence in the fruit. You can't have both. If it's a hot day, the thermometer on this side is going to be very low to push the mercury up there, and it's the other way. You can't have both. The one's opposed to the other. That list that we didn't read that's in the paper today, that list, you cannot have that and the Spirit at the same time. The fruits of the Spirit are opposed to self-indulgence, and they are qualities of God that are given to us by the Holy Spirit of Jesus, who comes upon us in a special way. Today, He came upon the church in a very special way. The gifts are free, you can have them. The world would love to have the gift of all the persons on addictions would love the gift of self-control. How do you get it? How do you get any of the fruits of the Spirit? You ask for them. Ask for them. And they come to us because of the merits of Jesus on the cross and the Spirit that He gave us that we commemorate on this wonderful day. Since the Spirit is our life, let us be directed by the Spirit. You cannot belong to Jesus Christ unless you crucify all self-indulgence and desires. The holiness that God wants to give us, we achieve it by using the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we will be fruitful people and witness to Jesus by witnessing His life to the world, His life of love and peace and joy and gentleness and truthfulness and self-control, which His gift to the church today. Today is the birthday of the church. We say that, and it's true. Sure, we were redeemed by the death of Jesus on the cross. But going out today, He told them to go and wait till the Spirit came. And then the doors were open, and out they went to the church. And the lovely example of Peter, that timid, weak person that was the leader of our apostles, went out and fearlessly gave his life for the Lord. I'm trying to keep my voice just 1 decibel below the whistle. But it's there. Happy day. Never be frightened to say, of course, you know, you're a loving person. You're a peaceful person. You're a joyful person. Thank yes, you. You are that. But you can be more. And that's the role that the Spirit has given to the world, has given to the church, amen, and has given to me. My prayer for the Spirit is always, come Holy Spirit. Every prayer to the Spirit starts with the word come, and every petition for the Holy Spirit should have the word more in it, because what I want is more love and more peace and more joy and more gentleness and more truthfulness and more self-control. That's my prayer to the Holy Spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit's answer to my prayer. Amen.
Amen.